It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's portable, practical pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Doc Smo here. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of DocSmo.com. For my new listeners, you should know that by day, I'm a general pediatrician practicing in North Carolina for the past 32 years. But by night, I am a pediatric blogger, creating portable, practical pediatrics for parents. Today, I think I have some very relevant information for all the families that have children that range from birth to 3 years of age. That extremely important time in a child's life when their brains are developing at the speed of light. Scientists are realizing more and more how critical this time is to a child's development and ultimate success in life. We all want the very best for every child, but how do we achieve this? What can parents do to give their little ones the best environment for outstanding cognitive growth and abilities? Well, in a nutshell, that is the topic we're going to take on today. Let's see what emerging information has to offer as far as advice. Researchers are beginning to find out what mothers and grandmothers have known for decades. Reading to children makes them smart and gives them a great shot at doing well in school. For this reason, the American Academy of Pediatrics published a new policy statement that strongly encourages pediatricians like me to facilitate, encourage, and cajole parents into reading to their children regularly, especially in families that traditionally have struggled with academic achievement. We have known for decades that, on average, at-risk children reach school with a far poorer vocabulary than their middle-class counterparts, to a large degree because they do not hear as much language in the first few years of life, unless, and this is a big unless, their parents turned the TV off and read to them on a regular basis. So it is that the Academy of Pediatrics has taken on improving the language and brain development of young children as their next frontier. We all know how easy it is to be a young child and how easy it is for them to learn new language. They seem to learn six languages as easily as they learn one. Young children are masters at acquiring language, and reading, speaking, and imitating are the tools of their trade. What a tragedy it is not to give every child an equal chance at mastering their native tongue and being equally ready for school when the time comes. We just need to make it happen for every child, since in the United States, only 34% of preschool children in poverty get read to daily. Pediatricians are in a perfect position to influence parents. The American Academy of Pediatrics is right about that and using this influence to get parents to read more to their children. That is a great thing. As a practicing pediatrician, however, I've got to tell you that the precious minutes you have with families and children in an office setting with the myriad of subjects we are supposed to cover is a daunting task for doctors. Maybe we should send pre-recorded messages on targeted issues like reading to children from pediatricians to families via phone calls or email. Or maybe this would be an appropriate material to discuss in group medical visits that are becoming so popular. I am sure that in the era of innovation and technology, a new reality of a pediatric visit will emerge, and that in the new paradigm of healthcare, stimulating brain, language, and cognitive development will be part of the mix. Maybe we should enlist the experts from the world of high-efficiency manufacturing to help the healthcare system streamline the age-old pediatric office visit. If my office could only hum like a Toyota assembly line, ooh, wouldn't that be grand? Well, if you have ideas of how we can increase the time young children spend interacting with books and language, please weigh in on the subject by making a comment on my blog. I would love to hear your ideas. The next generation is everyone's responsibility, so let's get started improving their chance of success with good language skills learned right at home. At-risk children have a lot to overcome, but poor language skills at school entry may be one problem that we can solve with relative ease. This is Doc Smoe, recording in Studio 1E, thanking you for joining me today and hoping that your little ones get hooked on a lifetime of good books. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry. And Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this PEDcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSmoe.com website. This DocSmoe.com PEDcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.